With that, let's talk to Russell Baxter, Mike. Friend of the show, NFL writer for Fanside. He's been covering the league for a long time. And Russell, you know, we were talking about this matchup. I want to get your thoughts just on the Chiefs. One of the things I've been saying all week is, you know, yes, they're 2-0, but they're two plays away from being 0-2. I mean, you had a reverse call in the Ravens game, the video review that, you know, they escape. You had the pass interference last week. The games play out the way they play out. They are 2-0, but this doesn't feel like the Chiefs are beating people up and you're so fearful of what they're doing offensively.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, I'm just going to go back to last year's Chiefs, which were, you know, Patrick Jones, you know, didn't have the year of years. And if it weren't for Steve Spagnuolo's defense, we'd probably be talking a different story. I mean, they really kind of rose up in the playoffs after a pretty decent season. I mean, you know, remember on Christmas, the Raiders went into Kansas City and pushed the Chiefs right around. You know, they were, I want to say at one time during the regular season, I think they were 5-5 in their last 10 regular season games. Pretty mediocre and just knew how to win playoff games. And this year what bothers me a little about them is, okay, they had the occasional big play, but where is the defense? I mean, Baltimore moved the ball up and down the field on that. And, you know, we know one, what is it, 1 foot now equals one toenail? it's a new thing. And, you know, and it was the right pass interference call in the Bengals game. I agree with that. But
right,
Cincinnati didn't seem very intimidated. They moved the ball. I mean, you know, they've had their way with the Chiefs defense over, you know, the last couple of years, especially when Burrow plays and so on. So I agree with you. I think this team is very much for the taking. And, you know, it's not like the Chiefs are coming off 15-2. They're coming off 11-6. And, you know, two escape backs so far. And listen, that's what, you know, you've heard the adage so many times that, you know, great teams aren't always great. They're great when they have to be. The Chiefs have been great when they had to be. And now, all of a sudden, if you go back to late last year, they've won 8 straight games. So,
yeah, we've.
But if last week's win at Philadelphia wasn't a confidence builder with the Falcons, I don't know what you call it.
And that's the thing we said about those guys. Remember the Giants with Eli? They always seem to have a way to throw the switch with a great defense, and they can be really mediocre over the regular season. Patrick Mahomes, because of the things he can do, and certainly they got, you know, elite defense, Chris Jones. What do you think, though, about our team, Kirk Cousins? We said week one we just weren't ready for prime time because of the injuries, and, you know, we never got into a rhythm against the Steelers. T.J. Watt had something to do with that. But obviously the amazing comeback. We now feel like if Kirk Cousins at 90% or whatever it is can do that, we can hang with anybody on this schedule.
Listen, you watch out as the season unfolds. And, you know, I've said this for a number of years because of the way the preseason and training camp is handled now. The first 3 or 4 games of the season almost seem like the old preseason when you play 4 preseason games. And, but you have watched other teams start out slow. I mean, the perfect example is what we saw with the Jets on Thursday. They got pushed around by the 49ers. They survived the Titans. They had to come back in the second half to do it. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if people realize that they outgained the Patriots 400-139 on Thursday. So I would say that's a fairly dominant performance. You saw Aaron Rodgers mobile, and I think Kirk Cousins was a little more comfortable after the week one game. So all these teams are really kind of works in progress. And you just never know what you're going to get. I'm watching it right now, is a team that scored 91 points in the first 2 games of the season has a field goal in the fourth quarter.
Right.
It's true.
We're watching this Saints game, and I mean, it's unbelievable. You're right.
Anyone who tells you you know what the hell they're talking about, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's how this league is. Denver stunk up the joint the first 2 games. I mean, you know, if it weren't for a couple of safeties, goodness knows what would have happened to them against the Seahawks, okay? Last week, and don't pick by Bo Nix, they're pushing Tampa Bay around today. So, I mean, you know, and seeing that, the thing about this league right now with the Chiefs, while everybody else is trying to sort out who they are, the Chiefs get this, make this play here, they make play there. It reminds me in some way of the early Patriots, not the Patriots of the latter years, but the the Patriots, when they were winning those three Super Bowls in 4 years and doing it with defense and special teams, one of my favorite stats of all time is the New England Patriots winning a Super Bowl in 2001 with their offense scoring three touchdowns in three playoff games.
Wow.
Their
That's
defense
crazy.
And special teams guys scored three touchdowns in three playoff games, and they walked away with a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, it just goes to show you. Russell Baxter's been covering the NFL for a long time, writer, historian. He writes for Fanside NFL as well. It just goes to show you, you know, sometimes you just need things to go your way. I kind of want to go around the league with you because there are questions that seem to be being answered right now. Like, oh, I don't know, Sam Darnold's a bust. And all of a sudden now, with Kevin O'Connell as his head coach at Minnesota, they're leading today, and they're in the red zone as we speak. They're beating the Houston Texans 21-7 today. Sam Darnold looks like he's been revitalized, and all of a sudden he doesn't look like a bust, does he, Russell?
Well, listen, you just made me think of something. Apparently, the team that does a better job of drafting quarterbacks and letting them develop over 7 or 8 years is the New York Jets, okay?
All right.
Geno Smith was a disaster. Then you went to Seattle. NFL comeback player of the year a couple of years ago.
True.
Sam Darnold, third overall pick by the Jets in 2018. Bounced around the league. He might be the NFL comeback player of the year. You know? So
yeah.
If you're the Jets, the problem, I guess, with the Jets is they get these guys too early. Okay?
Right.
So they just have to let them sit on the bench for 6 or 7 years, and then they'll come into their own. It is kind of wild. I mean, but it just goes to show you that this league is not all about the quarterback. It's about being balanced. It's about offense and defense. It's about offensive lines. And I know people don't want to hear that because, you know, very few fantasy leagues give you grades for offensive lines. I have to play in one that does, by the way. So I just think it's very fascinating as this game. This year we are seeing revival of the running back. We are seeing less 300-yard passing games. And I don't know if that's going to change 7 or 8 weeks into the season, okay? Some of these teams have really good formulas for success. And the success, and I said this before and I'll say it again, the greatest offensive mind in NFL history was Mr. Miyagi, because he always stressed balance to Danielson.
It is Russell Baxter with us, guys, NFL writer for Fanside here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It's Duke Zabella's special show edition for Falcons Chiefs here live at the Nest here at Signia on the fourth floor. The thing about the NFL, I heard Mel Kiper say one of the dumbest things he said. He said a lot of dumb things. Like, love his analysis, Carl, with the draft, but we have to ban the two high safeties now in the NFL. No, we got to get better quarterback play, to Russell's point. Now, we've got a guy that has been around the league. He's a guy that we think energizes, because you just talked about the quarterback conundrum. We've had 2 years of just quarterback hell with Mariota and Desmond Ridder. Do you think it's realistic for us to get the 30 touchdowns, basically his football card, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns from Kirk this year?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, I really felt bad. I love the fact that they went out and got Rondale Moore in that trade, and of course he's not going to play this season. But they're
right.
Still pretty stacked weapon-wise and so on. And what Bijan Robinson gives you as a runner and a receiver. Remember, I mean, the Falcons, I don't think there's any question, probably want the top five offensive lines in the league. This is a balanced football team. And they can beat you a couple different ways. And, you know, their perseverance on Monday night on the road, I thought was absolutely huge. And, you know, to slip into 0-2, and we know all the numbers in terms of missing the playoffs and making the playoffs when you're 0-2 and 2-0 and so on. I think that's very, very possible. But it's also possible that Kirk Cousins gets 25 touchdown passes and Bijan Robinson has a dozen touchdowns. Okay, I mean, you look at, you know, last year, Tua Tagovailoa led the league in passing yards. Now, he threw 29. He just missed. But Raheem Mostert scored 20 touchdowns last year. So it's the old, it's the old thing from 30 years ago. Gee, how really good is Troy Aikman? Okay.
Then again,
because Emmitt Smith only scored the second most touchdowns in the history of the NFL.
Right. It's a great point. It is. We're talking with Russell Baxter, guys, going around the NFL. By the way, Denver is up on Tampa Bay 26-7 as we speak as well. That may be a somewhat of a surprise. And Green Bay winning without Jordan Love again today. It's not over. 8:55 to play, but they're up on Tennessee 27-14. Tell us what you think happens tonight in this game, Russell, before we let you go. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs-Falcons. What do you think?
I think Atlanta's got an excellent shot here, and I think a lot of momentum from last week. And I think the Chiefs last week, and even in the first game against Baltimore, they played very uneven football right now. I mean, I understood the first Falcons loss. Arthur Smith's familiar with personnel. Kirk Cousins' first game back in a long time. That's a different beast than what's going to, I think, happen tonight. And I actually like Atlanta. I'm thinking maybe like a 23-19 game. Ooh. Tonight. And okay. maybe it's three field goals and two touchdowns. But I haven't been impressed with Kansas City's defense yet. And I think Atlanta can exploit that with their balance.
I like it. And that means the under. We've been asking all our experts today over under. Russ is taking the under. Hey, Russ, before we do cut you loose, we'll go real quick, rapid fire around the league. Will the Carolina Panthers trade Bryce Young?
I think it's far too soon to make that decision. But then again, I don't own the team, if you know what I mean.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, the Dolphins would be a team. Is Tua going to come back and play, or is it 50-50 on retirement, or is he going to come back?
I think it would behoove him to make a decision sooner than later. But he's got 4 weeks. He has to sit out at least four games and so on. And I find it hard to believe he doesn't want to even give it a try. But then again, you don't know what's going to happen in 4 weeks. And we have seen, for various reasons, not necessarily because of concussions and so on, we have seen younger players walk away from this game sooner than you would think. Okay, Andrew Luck, right, after taking a beating for a long time. Luke Kuechly left Carolina. Patrick Willis, start to wear
49ers.
Down. Very, I mean, he just won the Hall of Fame. I think he's only like 40 years old. He's one of the youngest guys to ever go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it's different now. We're more aware of things and stuff. And so I think... and I don't know him or anything like that, but I would think his desire would be to at least see if he can still play. But, like I said, it's his decision. It's probably the decision of some people in his family as well.
Before we let you go, just to get our fans and our listeners updated, costly day for the Chargers. So former Falcon quarterback Taylor Heinicke is in the game in Pittsburgh. Steelers are leading 20-10. So Herbert is out because he re-injured that high ankle sprain in a play in the third quarter. He got sacked, and this was the danger of playing him today. So he's been on the bench. Heinicke's playing, and Joe Alt just got hurt, which is their tackle.
Damn.
Oof. And he just left. So for the Chargers, and again, don't know the extent of that injury, but that's costly.
Brutal trip.
So, hey, Russell, great job as always, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Hey, enjoy the game tonight. It's a day of interconference games. Did you notice the schedule this week? 10 of the 16 were AFC versus NFC.
It's true. Yeah, no doubt. Russell Baxter, guys, check him out. Follow him on social media. He does a great job. And also NFL historian, as you heard there.